USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump issues his first veto overruling Congress to protect his emergency declaration for border wall funding.
I will be signing and issuing a formal veto of this reckless resolution, and that's what it was. And I have to in particular thank the Republican strong, wonderful people, the Republican senators that were on our side and on the side of border security.
Former FBI Joint Task Force member Steve Rogers tells Fox News, if you see something, say something, after the terrorist shooting that took place at a New Zealand mosque, injuring 40 people and killing 49 others.
It's incidents like this that will trigger those on the edge that will attempt to copycat this horrific act. So saying that law enforcement worldwide, not only here in America, but worldwide, they have databanks of people that they are watching, that they're looking at, that they're surveilling.
This is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So, yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
Two Facebook executives are leaving the company. More from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Facebook is down two key executives amid its privacy and encryption push. Chief Product Officer Chris Cox and WhatsApp head Chris Daniels both leaving Facebook. The two are longtime Facebook veterans, described as trusted lieutenants of Mark Zuckerberg, the founder. Their departure is coming a week after the company announced sweeping changes so as to refocus the social network and improve its security and privacy.
The NFL is suspending Cleveland Browns running back Kareem Hunt for 8 games. Video surfaced of the then Kansas City Chief shoving a woman in the hallway of his downtown Cleveland apartment back in February of 2017. This is in addition to a physical fight Hunt was involved in at an Ohio resort back in June of 2018. Hunt's agent says he will not be appealing the suspension. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your Social Security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
Through technology embedded in most every major tech platform and every web-enabled device, algorithms and artificial intelligence are what underlie a lot of the staggering number of decisions that we make on a daily basis, from the products we buy to what we eat to what we even watch on Netflix. I had a chance to sit down and chat with Professor Karthik Hosanagar, and one of the things he studied and talks about is how algorithms can help us with jobs, but they can also hurt us when it comes to finding a job based on all the keywords you have to get through first before you even get to an actual human who looks at your resume.
You apply for a job based an algorithm is looking at certain keywords, and then there's this game, what are the right keywords that will make sure the algorithm picks up my resume and shows it to a recruiter or shortlist me. So there's these kinds of concerns. If you look at problems such as, let's say, bias, whether it's gender bias, race bias, age bias, or what have you, these kinds of biases come often from data. So people ask me, is it that the engineer who coded it is kind of programmed in some bias? And while that can happen, it's highly unlikely and very rare that a human programmer is coded in the bias. But what is often happening is that we're going towards artificial intelligence and we're asking these systems to learn on their own how best to screen applications.
Please remember, you can always find us online at usaradio.com and on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.